My Uncle Henry lived in Hollywood. When I was a child, we used to get letters and postcards from him from his apartment on a street called Gramercy in Hollywood, that exotic address where all movies and television came from. And I thought, wow, Uncle Henry must be very rich to live there. But I didn't really know him that well. I met him a few times. I remember he visited us in Washington, D.C., where I grew up, and I remember him doing card tricks, lots of different card tricks and magic tricks with cards that were really amazing. And I also remember him telling these exotic stories about the sea and being on sailing ships. And I learned much later that my Uncle Henry, who wasn't actually my uncle, he was my mother's uncle, he had been in the Merchant Marine for many years, and that was what he had done to make a living. But he was actually one of about 9 or even, I think it was 11 children, one of whom died in childbirth and one of whom died as a young girl. But so there were 9 who survived my mother's mother's family. And Henry was the rebellious one of the big family. It's a big Irish family in Yonkers, New York. The patriarch of the family was Jimmy Wetgoods, and the mother was Mary. And Mary was a strong but quiet woman. She'd worked as a nanny and a cleaning woman in England as a young girl and had learned certain, upper crust ways, despite her rather rude upbringing in Ireland, and then married Jimmy, and the two of them emigrated to the United States in the 1880s. Well, Jimmy got a job in the elevator factory in Yonkers, the Otis Elevator Factory. But eventually he got out of that, and he started up his own store where he sold wine and liquor and beer, and he had a bar, and that's how he got the name Jimmy Wetgoods. Well, he was a drinker himself, and when I say he was a terrifying patriarch, the story was, you know, he would come home drunk and beat his children. Apparently not that uncommon at the time. Jimmy was very bitter in his later years because he had worked at the factory when he first got to the United States. And he started his own store, but he didn't really know how to run a business. And then the Depression hit, and he was out of business. So he had to go back to work at the elevator factory, and it really burned him. Oh, it made him so bitter that he had to go back to work in a factory. Here he had traveled all this distance in his life, and he was stuck in the factory. Well, that bitterness bred anger, and that anger was expressed in all his children, including Henry. So Henry knew what he was doing. He got out when he was about 14. He took the train down to Manhattan, found a boat that was headed out of the city, and joined up and told the captain, yeah, I'll be on this boat. And off he went, joined the Merchant Marine. Lied about his age, of course. And off he went. And the next part of the story, I'll tell you what happened to my Uncle Henry.